I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The 2020 North American Hockey League season unofficially began this week with the NAHL Supplemental Draft, where the Austin Bruins selected three players, including forward Jackson McCarthy, goaltender Hudson Hodges, and defenseman Ben Dexheimer. 17-year-old defenseman Jackson McCarthy taken 18th overall. He's a 6'2", 201-pounder. McCarthy's a big-bodied defenseman the Bruins will need to replace players that were lost this offseason. Then the Bruins went to the crease, selecting goaltender Hudson Hodges out of Moorhead, Minnesota, with a 32nd overall pick. The 18-year-old goalie has spent the last three seasons at Moorhead High School. He's 6'2", 174 pounds, a netminder that was named Frank Bremzik Award winner for the 2019 and 20 season. That's handed out to the best goaltender in Minnesota State High School hockey. For the third and final pick of the day, the Bruins went back to the blue line, selecting Ben Dexheimer out of Edina, 17-year-old defenseman who for the past two seasons played for the Blake School, where he totaled 41 points in 49 games. Up next for the Bruins, the 2020 NAHL entry draft on July 21st. Bruins main camp scheduled to be held from July 28th to the 31st. Season tickets for the Bruins are available and on sale right now. For more information or to register quickly and easily, head to the Bruins online registration form by visiting austinbruins.com/season-tickets. Brad Keselowski celebrated his first pole win of the season and maybe the most memorable of his career. After waiting nearly a full hour Thursday evening, the Team Penske driver watched NASCAR's chief scorer, Kyle McKinney, finally pluck the number one ball out of a random draw, and it was his, giving the 2012 Series champion the top starting position when the Cup season resumes Sunday in Darlington. He'll be joined on the front row by Alex Bowman, Matt DiBenedetto, Kyle Busch, and Eric Almirola, also close out the top five starting spots. Series officials split the drivers into three groups of 12 based on points, filling spots 1 through 12, 13 through 24, and 25 to 36 with a random draw. Without qualifications, practice runs, or fans, those cars will line up on one of NASCAR's most prestigious tracks for the first major race since March. Ryan Newman will make his first start since a scary crash at the season-opening Daytona 500. He'll start 21st. Two-time Daytona 500 winner and 2003 Series champion Matt Kenseth will return after coming out of retirement to replace the fired Kyle Larson. And Kenseth drew the number 12 slot for Sunday's race. Series officials say they've expanded the schedule to include 20 races between Sunday and late June, 9 in the Elite Cup Series alone. You know, it's a slow sports day when one of the stories I have is that Wilson will begin manufacturing game balls for the NBA again, starting with the 2021 and 22 season. Wilson! Next season will be Spalding's 37th and final season in that role for the NBA. Wilson was the NBA's original manufacturer, and they'll also provide game balls for the WNBA, the G League, and, when it begins, the Basketball Africa League. The WNBA will switch to the Wilson ball in 2022. Leather used for the basketballs will continue to come from the same provider, and the new balls will keep the same 8-panel configuration and performance specifications as the ones currently used. NBA players will also have a role in approving, developing, and refining the new ball. These and other sports stories, as well as news, weather, and local events, can be found on our website, KQPRFM.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.